We are going to share in a time of prayer and then close with the collect for prayer, collect for peace, and the Lord's Prayer and a final blessing. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have cleansed us with your word, with the waters of baptism. You have claimed us as your own, and you have called us to follow you as you called Peter to follow, as Jesus asked Peter to follow. You've called us to follow you as well. So we thank you that you see us as worthy, fit, and qualified for the task. Lord, oftentimes we don't feel that way. We feel unfit, we feel unqualified, we feel unworthy. We do have times where we are embarrassed by what we've done. We do have times in which we sin. Lord, do not allow our hearts to despair and hide and not try again. But let the good news that Jesus reached out to Peter to restore him be our story too. Help us to see and to hear that you are right there by our side to restore us and give us purpose and meaning in life to serve you and lead others into your kingdom. Lord, tonight we pray for those that feel perhaps distance from you because of hardship, because of loss, or because of great grief. Our hearts are grieved to hear this change in Levi's condition. We don't quite understand how this all happened and how people are experiencing this great tragedy here in Philomath. But we pray that we can be tools and instruments of your peace and of your love to the relatives of Levi as he's taken off life support and as his hours before being with you are real. So Lord, use us as your tools and instruments. Also, Lord, we pray for those people that are mourning the loss of loved ones, for Eli, the family of Eli and his family with the death of two people in that family in a tragic accident. We pray that your mercies would cover everyone that's close to this situation and be with that town as it mourns a tragic loss. Lord, for the family of Jerry, with the new news of his death just last week, we thank you that he did uplift those words right before his death. Praise be to the Lord, he said. We thank you for the fact that praise is true. We can praise you because you offer the route to eternal life. And Lord, we also pray for the Iverson family as they mourn the loss of Curtis just recently. Uplift Ken and Betty and also Paul too as they make decisions, as they remember Curtis, and as they take in those memories. Lord, we also have many health concerns in our congregation tonight, and we pray that your healing mercies would be with each person, especially for Andrew with ongoing pain. We pray for relief for Diane with surgery next week, Maggie, surgery around the corner, Elaine, that you would bring relief to her and strengthen her, and for Patty Hawk too, as she deals with her shoulder, with her broken shoulder, and the recovery that comes with that. Lord, also for David, who will have surgery next week, we pray for your healing mercies and pray for a recovery of his sight or whatever the problem is, that you would make him whole. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of Blaze to the Abernathy family. Recognize that gift ultimately comes from you. Watch over Tiffany and Jason in the days ahead as they take in this wonderful gift that you've given to them. Lord, we pray all these things through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.